GEO Group is no stranger to allegations of abuse and inhumane conditions inside its detention facilities. The company is the nation's largest for-profit private prison operator and one of the largest operators of ICE detention facilities in the country. But in a recent victory for workers and detainees, GEO Group has agreed to pay a fine of over $100,000 for labor violations inside of its California prisons. The lawsuit was first brought forward to the California Division of Occupational Safety and Health, also known as Cal-OSHA, by the California Collaborative for Immigrant Justice and WorkSafe. Detained workers, who only earn a dollar per day, say that GEO Group failed to provide them with basic protections during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. The organizations brought forward complaints to Cal-OSHA on behalf of the immigrants detained at the Golden State Annex in McFarland, California. Stephen Knight, co-director at WorkSafe.
Having to work to pay for basic necessities, not being treated like employees, not being treated, not being considered human beings, really, and given no protections of gloves, masks, anything of that sort.
According to the workers' groups, the win took nearly 4 years to accomplish because GEO Group first appealed the citations issued by Cal-OSHA, claiming that detained workers were prisoners and therefore excluded from the claims. In response to this, the Occupational Safety and Health Appeals Board rejected GEO Group's assertion and held that people who work in civil detention are distinct from people incarcerated for criminal legal reasons. Mariel Villarreal, senior attorney at CCIJ, says the landmark victory is one small win in the larger battle.
There's more to be done. People in ICE detention today are still living and working in horrible conditions. They're still only getting paid a dollar a day to do these, to do jobs inside of detention centers.
The settlement states that the for-profit prison group must implement and maintain a plan to instate an aerosol transmittable disease program, exposure control plans, and must provide PPE in order for detained workers to do their job safely, among other things, to the dozen facilities it runs in California. Last month, in what advocates call suspicious timing, GEO Group altered its national detention standards. The new document stated that detainees are not employees and, quote, are not entitled to wages or benefits under applicable wage laws or labor regulations, end quote. The new standards also removed language that stated detainees must be paid at least $1 per day and no longer include references that say contractors must comply with local and state laws. Villarreal says this is yet another example of the current administration and GEO Group working together for their own gains.
When ICE changed these national detention standards, GEO had explicitly reached out to ICE to ask them to do so. And so, you know, the relationship between private prison companies and ICE is a clear one to me. It's all for profit.
Despite the changes to its standards, GEO Group must still follow through with the fines and regulations in the Cal-OSHA settlement or face further consequences. For KPFA News, I'm Andrea Jimenez.